One of the Lama Tess Malachas is the Malach of Kibui, which is putting a fire out, or also making a fire smaller, also goes under the umbrella of the Isser of Kibui. So in regards to Yom Tif, we should argue that maybe Kibui has to do with making a fire as Mutter, putting out a fire as Mutter as well. So the Malach is that putting out a fire is not Mutter on Yom Tif. It's not the same as Havora. The only scenario where putting out a fire or making a fire smaller is Mutter on Yom Tif is a case where you need it for direct Echol Nefesh. Means it's part of the cooking process. The person has a pot on the fire and the pot is burning because the fire is too large. So he can lower the flame in that situation in order so that the pot shouldn't burn. He'll be able to have his food. And this is the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch is not even matter that case. But since we look at Kibui different than we look at Havora, if you have an option of lighting another fire or increasing a flame or using another flame already, so then you cannot put this fire out or make it smaller. You must use the other flame instead. The Ramosha holds it's only true if you have another flame already lit. The Mishabura, the Magen Avraham, Mishabura, and all the Poskim are not like Ramosha, that even if it comes to means lighting another flame, which is a smaller flame, you should do that rather than put out a fire. Two places where this comes up in a common place where it comes up in Yom Tov, one is lighting Neiris. So lighting Neiris, you have your flame which is lit, which is your yahrzeit lit or whatever it is. Now you're transferring from that flame to your neighbors that you're lighting. The woman is lighting with the neighbors. She's using some vehicle in between, a stick, she's using a match, she's using a candle to take the flame from the yahrzeit candle to her neighbors. She cannot put out that fire. She cannot even throw it down in such a way that it's going to make it go out. She can put it out gently and the fire will go out on its own. She puts the match down gently and the fire will go out on its own. But she should not put the fire out. Another question which comes up is this year, the first night of Yom Tov is Motzei Shabbos and you have to make Havdalah. So if you have two neighbors together and then you take them apart, is that considered Kibui? You're making a larger flame into a smaller flame, but the reality is you're just taking the flame to move it to another place. So is that permitted? So this is a machlokes whether that is permitted or not. The situation where you're not really taking away the fire, you're just moving it to another place. You're not really taking it away. But right now, there was a larger flame which you're making smaller. Is that permitted or not? So this is the machlokes what to do, and therefore I want to point out that by Havdalah, that which we use a multi-wick nair for Havdalah is mitzvah min hamukar. It's not ma'akev. If a person does not have a multi-wick there, only has a regular candle, he could use a regular candle for the purpose of Havdalah. So some suggest that therefore the solution in this situation is not to put it together to start with, to not get involved in the issue of taking it apart afterwards, and just make the Havdalah, the bracha of Merei Ha'esh, on a single candle without a b'shaila. I do want to point out, if you have a fan or something going, you want to bring the candle to the table, you have to be careful that you shouldn't cause that the nair she put out by the wind of the fan, which is by your table. Have a good morning. Have a good Chodesh.